Gelegenheit dafür. Wenn nicht, gehen wir direkt weiter. Moment, du kriegst ein Mikro.
Yeah, what would be really interesting for all of us, do you have any correlation between the socioeconomic developments, like rise of unemployment, deprivation, all these factors, and healthcare outcomes, so hospital admissions, death, because that would be really telling, then we could assume the costs of the crisis also for other countries.
Yes.
You said you would present that later, but then it just didn't show up.
Wir nehmen die zweite Frage gleich hinterher. Guck mal. Also, es geht selbsttätig.
So we have collaboration here, an example. Networking. Thank you.
Nathalie, Medicos do Mundo. Doctors of the World International Network. I prefer to speak in English if I can. We studied many countries in Europe with a crisis, and we saw that in Portugal, that was the only country who has a deep crisis, who decided not to stop the solidarity with undocumented migrants, for example, who still have access to care. And even if the rise of the out-of-pocket money has been coming up, from what I understood, the Portuguese health authorities decided to keep it with equity, which means that the people who have no money don't pay, and the people who have more money pay. Can you confirm that? Because this would be the only example of the countries in the crisis today. And also an example for the countries like here who don't have a crisis.
Thank you for your questions. I would like to have data to show this correlation. It has become very difficult to have access to that data. The healthcare systems are very—they care about the data. So, but what we know is that there is a feeling that there is a good link between those elements. I'm sorry. We have areas, certain areas in the country with large unemployment, mainly in the north of the country, and we are seeing in a way a larger search for medical services. But at the same time, the out of the pocket, and most importantly, the out of the pocket is not really the problem, because people for more than 65 years, so, or with hypertension or diabetes, they don't need to pay. The problem is mainly medicines. So when they go to pharmacies, they stop buying because they don't have the money. Although they still have some reductions in pharmacies, the problem is medicines. Because the wages the people, old people, reform people, retired people receive is very low. It's actually the real people at risk. It's the retired people, and but
you also
and but the problem is in when you look for the access to healthcare, there is this unbalance. There is an increase in out of the pocket. Yes, we now a person to go to the emergency room to the emergency service needs to pay 20 euros each time. Okay, 20 euros, but only pays 5 for consultation in primary care. It's our co-payment. I did some calculations about the costs, and this is really very low, just to moderate the access. But this is not easy. It's not easy acceptable by all the people, because our constitution says free access to healthcare to everyone. So even to people from other countries that go there, or even people that are migrants, they have access to healthcare. And actually, as I said, we are proud, and I would say that as far as we know, most of the cases that required for a person to go outside of the country to do some treatment that was not possible to do in Portugal, the government or the Ministry of Health paid for it. So we don't have the problem now is on this poverty population. That are sometimes and since they are so poor in a way, they try to hide. There were a problem last year in the beginning of the year with the old people that they were find dead at home. They were dead for 3 months, 4 months, because then what happened was that every municipality did a search to find out which were the people that were living alone at home. So these are the people that are really at risk. But our problem is we are facing this austerity. It's bad. It has been an opportunity to improve in many places, in many areas, but I think now it's too much. I think we need to have now a time to breathe a little bit more, and we need to support from you. Okay, thank you.
Dann gehen wir jetzt direkt zum zweiten Beitrag. Das ist von Johanna Offe. Sie ist Ethnologin und Soziologin, hat promoviert zur Situation von Witwen in Sambia im Kontext von HIV. Sie arbeitet jetzt für die Gesellschaft für internationale Zusammenarbeit noch mehr im